So I just got pulled over. Apparently, the left turn I've been making for, well, if you don't count the brief period of time I did not work there, let's call it 12 years, is now an illegal fucking left. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, how the fuck am I gonna fucking get home now? Holy shit, man. I told the cop, I said, how are people supposed to drive around here? He said, I don't think they want you to drive anymore. I was like, yeah, sounds about right. He said that they changed it about 4 months ago. I have not seen any fucking sign on that thing saying no left turn. I'll look tomorrow, I guess. Fuck me, man. And then I would explain, like, I don't have the registration sticker. It's a fucking... And he's like, whatever, that's fine. He was not concerned about that at all. So... So I think I seemed fucking legit fucking angry, and not that I was just turning left to be a dick. In fact, he said, like, it seems like you weren't doing that out of malice or, flaunting the fucking law, so... So I believe you. So, you know. Not an issue, going forward, but still, fucking, what the fuck? I said, getting pulled over, yeah, whatever, I'm more mad that I can't fucking turn left there anymore. Like, I almost want to loop back around right fucking now and see if there's a fucking sign there. Ugh! This fucking place! And he just said, yeah, you know, keep a watch for all these, you know, there's a bunch of new signs that are probably going up on all these turns to keep people from turning left all over the place. If they aren't there now, keep paying attention, because they're always sending people like me out to enforce these new signs, I guess. He did not seem fucking thrilled about the whole thing. Ugh, whatever. This fucking place. And they just had two motorcycle cops there fucking trapping people. They had one sitting right at the corner that I saw and went like, oh, I wonder what that guy's doing there. And then a guy further up that was writing the tickets and stuff. So, like, clearly they're sitting there just going like, okay, gray Corolla, you know, like, whatever, calling out cars. To, like, enforce that specific fucking thing. Well, I guess I'll never have to fucking worry about what the fuck is going on at Moscone Center and fucking Salesforce assholes blocking off the streets and shit, because apparently I can't fucking go that way anymore. Well, we'll always have music. Thank you.
pajamas. I got a white boy on to watch Johnny Drama. I'm so pissed. I'm so pissed. Man, fuck.
Thank you very much. I've got to blow my nose. I'm sorry. What you're supposed to do when you have to blow your nose. Blow your nose.
I mean, the shit that happened back there was bullshit, but what we're listening to right now is criminal. Actual criminal.
Oh, hey, did you see you there? It's what I- ability to let me do it. Cause honestly, I do it with a pile of manure. With that in mind, I saw nice when the girls better. Cause she let me wear my cane and my turtleneck sweater. So this one's dedicated to them girls that let us drop around on top of me.
This is actually Vanilla Ice, like, did like a half-assed Christmas version of this song. This is what... What? What? And didn't even... Gosh. This is, this takes some work to process. Specifically for a Christmas version of the song, or was this just some practice take that they had of him doing this song in one of the other million times he's re-recorded it? and then they just did the edits. Because it's like a performance of the song that sounds like super not fucking real. Like this is not a real take. This is just, you know, hey, we gotta check the mics. We'll run through it once, just to warm up. We'll just run through it once to warm up. Say like word to your Santa, you know, you would do something else to the song, right? If you were setting out to make this, and the whole project was we're gonna make a Christmas version of Ice Ice Baby, like you would do more. There's just no way. And then it's not the original samples because they didn't want to pay that part of it. The interpolation rights are way cheaper than using actual samples, I think is how that goes. Oh, what? No, what? Album is called Lullaby Renditions of Lady Gaga. Like, it's not just one. It's not like someone said, oh, we're gonna do like a lullaby thing of like some popular songs of whatever era they made this in. They decided that there were enough Lady Gaga tracks that they wanted to do this too. Sounds like someone downloaded a MIDI and then like, oh, we'll get a new sound font that's all lullaby, that's all what? Glockenspiels, xylophones. Hit tunes. Wait, this isn't the original artist, though. What? Oh, man.
Went to the party the other night. All the ladies were treating me right. Moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat? Change. I was on the dance floor acting strange. With love in my arms, I begin to duck. Look at me, I'm the disco duck.
I'm less angry and more like fucking severely disillusioned. Of just like, man, what the fuck? This fucking city, the fucking... Ugh! Ugh. What the fuck? Got me for making that fucking turn. They pulled me over and gave me a talking to. Meanwhile, I couldn't make the turn sooner because someone full on ran the fucking red light. That guy, still going. He was calling me over because he thought I ran the fucking light. Because I couldn't make the turn until that asshole sped through it. Because he was running the red light. And I got caught out there longer than you normally would. But, so I thought he was going to be like, you ran that light. And I'd be like, dude, no. Instead, it was a whole different fucking scam.
you. Do it for the fam, dog. 10 toes down, dog. Love and the loyalty. That's what we stand for. Alienated by society.
I'm glad this remix got good. This godforsaken town. Perfect. Turn it up. All right, I can turn it up. That's me.
Thank you.
train's another fucking product of San Francisco, aren't they? Where's the fucking train third eye blind double bill happening? Like, by law, it's gotta happen once a month somewhere in town. Poppy has an album, huh? course that would happen. Poppy still exists, or has the project ended? But I don't. Wiki Rock? What? Can anyone edit this song? Again. track, the verses sound like music that, like, a tag team would walk to the ring to in the 80s. You know, like the Nasty Boys or the Bushwhackers would walk to the ring to that. Okay, here we go. Finally. Mixes for Kids from Kids Party Central. suck it. The rage can suck it.
Shrek.
end on your career. You're placing an artificial ceiling there when you put yourself on Spotify under the name Trap Remix Guys. But I guess this is probably like two people that are on Spotify under like 100 different names. Lullaby Remix Guys. That's it. That's it. Oh, and on top of that, it's super short. I can count on this playlist for the worst music in the world. Performed by the worst artists. Not even the original artists, who are often sometimes bad. members of Five want to run a train on people. You're talking about when Five become one earlier, which I don't... It's like that Spice Girls song taken to whole new levels. I was going to say depths, but who am I to judge? Dunk Da Funk. Oh man.
Dingo.
That's something. All right. I'm gonna go. Hell of a night. I'll see you.